Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, Barry Allen uses his super speed to change the past. Stream The Flash with Now.
You're still not loving that song, are you? And I'll be damned if I cannot dance. He's having none of it. Roy's Roy's having none of it.
I don't like it either, do you, Casey? I'll tell you what's really strange. I'm not a huge fan of her music, but that's the one song I like.
Okay.
It's true.
Hey, whatever floats your boat. I mean, it's...
What does that mean?
It's... Right. It's
grand,
like, you know... Yeah. I love the honesty of this lad out in New Zealand who's gone viral because he gave an excuse for being really late for work.
What were you late today?
I was gaming.
You up gaming, were you?
Playing on the Fortnite.
Were you? What time did you go to bed?
I didn't.
What do you mean?
I slept all day so I can game all night.
Did you actually?
To come to work. Yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay. What time did you get to work today?
About what? 5:30?
Today?
Yeah.
You got here at 8. What time do we start?
7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like school, that, isn't it?
But the fact that he went to bed, slept a day to stay up all night, because when you're deep in Fortnite, my young fella's playing Fortnite now, and it's like, school bag comes off the shoulder, straight upstairs, and that's it. He's in a battle with some fella out in Taiwan for about 3 or 4 hours. It's very addictive. They love it. Yeah. So, but I do like the honesty of that one. Now, I want to know your excuses that you have used, or if you're an employer, what is the one excuse that has stuck with you that somebody has used for a reason for being late for work?
Without naming anybody there, lads, the best excuse for being late was came in one morning hanging. So, what's the story, kid? He says, I had a dream the dog ran away with me shoe and I wasn't waking up till he caught him.
I love it.
Oh,
absolutely love
classic.
It.
Classic.
These can backfire tragically if you're coming up with an excuse to get out of work and you're making up a lie.
Yeah.
Imagine if this happened to you. Have a listen. Here we go.
Morning, guys. I worked in a factory there years ago. It was a great crack working there. But there was this Saturday there, the sun was splitting the stones and all the buddies were after loading into the face there with a couple of cans and said they were going out to Fountain Stone for the day. So I went away and I faked the pain in my chest. Before I knew it, I was laid flat on my back on the canteen table, blue lights outside the door, carted off to the CUH, whipped up to every machine up there, mother running up the road, she thought I was gone to see the pearly gates. I was too deep into it then, I couldn't even backtrack on the story. Spent a night in the hospital, missed the beach, but the only benefit is I got a week off work with full pay.
Nothing is stopping that.
Oh, that is such a good story.
Oh, my God.
And laid out on the canteen table.
Blue lights, ambulance arrived. Because that's what they do. If you lie to HR, they will haul in an ambulance.
Oh, yes,
they will send you to the hospital. This happens.
Hi, guys. So my husband was working in a supermarket years ago, like, I don't know, 15 years ago, and he was dying hungover. So he just needed to go home and he wasn't calling sick. So he went up to the HR and said that he had a bad trip, like fell and hurt his leg or something. And he was like, oh, I just have to go home. And your one was like, well, that's terrible. I'll ring the taxi for you there to go to A&E. And he didn't know how to get out of it. So he went in the taxi and went out to A&E and was there for way longer than what during his shift hungover would have actually been.
So not only was he hanging, he had to now sit in A&E for 8 hours. To be seen by a doctor, to be told, sorry, sir, we can't find anything wrong with you.
And it was longer than his actual shift.
To be sent home 10 hours later. Oh, my good Lord.
Like, that's a serious backfire, isn't it?
The best excuse I got was when a lad rang in and said there was a cat on the bonnet of his car and he's allergic to cats.
He couldn't
get into the car, so he's going to take his day off work.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Hello. Hello, John the Carpenter.
How are you doing?
Can I just tell you something, right?
I thought John was a farmer.
Yeah, I know you did. So I just got on the phone to John and went, hey, John, KC wants to know, what kind of tractor do you drive? How much land have you got?
I even had a load of sound effects ready to go. I need John to identify this tractor. where did the tractor confusion come from?
I said, oh, he's a carpenter.
What a chancer. John, how's life?
Good. Yeah.
Good man. How's business, more importantly? Are you working for yourself or do you work for somebody?
I'm self-employed, but subbed out.
Okay. Yeah,
very good.
Making a fortune.
Yeah.
You can't get a carpenter for love nor money. You're booked out for about 7 years, I'd say, are you?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
No, genuinely. You just like, there's a, what is going on with the tradies? You just can't get them anymore. Where are they all gone to?
Oh, it's crazy busy.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Is it just a backlog?
There's a huge campaign going on at the moment that the government are doing where they're advertising in Australia to get builders home.
Wow.
To bring them back, and you're kind of going, well, they're over there. The reason they're over there is because of, you know, it's because of ye. Anyway, listen, I'm delighted it's going well. Long may it continue. John, let's top you up at €1,000. Not that you need it.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Question number one. They tried to make me go to rehab. Are lyrics by who?
Amy Winehouse.
Who owns Twitter now, or X as it's called?
Elon Musk.
What actor was recently in court over a skiing accident? Was it Gwyneth Paltrow or Cillian Murphy?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Question number four. What product has the slogan "helps you work, rest and play"? It used to have the slogan famously.
Mars.
Okay, question number five. What is Stephen Colbert known for in the USA?
Stephen Colbert.
He's very famous for a particular thing he does every night.
Chacho.
Question number six. Who played Batman in the most recent The Batman movie?
Ben Affleck.
Question number seven. Apart from Barbie, can you name a movie featuring Margot Robbie? Quickly.
What's his name?
We're out of time, my friend. We're out of my time.
Sorry.
Don't apologise. You're okay. Questions didn't suit you, but you got Amy Winehouse, Elon Musk, Gwyneth Paltrow. A Mars a day helps you work, rest and play was the old slogan. Stephen Colbert, he is a talk show presenter. That is correct. The Batman was played by Robert Pattinson. Apart from Barbie, name a movie featuring Margot Robbie.
Goodbye, Christopher Robin.
Was she in that?
Yeah.
She was in The Wolf of Wall Street.
She was.
Babylon.
Yeah.
I thought you said who starred beside her. The phone is breaking up here. I couldn't hear it.
Ah, the bloody phone. See, a good carpenter never blames his tools or his mobile phone. You did really well. Look, you got to number seven. You got all of them right. We'll have to bring you back again, my friend, okay?
No matter. Thanks, Casey. Thanks, Vic.
Nice one, John.
You've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors on its way to you. Will we give him a mug?
Yes, we will.
Give him an old muggine as well.
Lovely.
All right, listen.
Cheers, John.
Talk to you another morning, John. Take care.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Okay, thank you kindly. 8:33 is the time. I have here in front of me some serious information that might be of interest to anybody who might be single at the moment out there, and just saying. The best place in Cork.
The stairs.
We all turned in unison.
A slow.
Best place in Cork to pull has been revealed.
Let me know.
After my intensive research into where you need to go to find yourself a fella.
Right.
Now, you can be on every app in the world. You can be swiping there like there's no tomorrow. You can be looking like treating men like they're pieces of meat. Swiping left. And what's the judgment? Like when you see a fellow, like what makes you continue swiping? Like what is it? Are you solely judging somebody on their looks?
No. It's not just on looks. You'd have a look at their job.
Okay.
Oh. You can see the job.
Money.
If they have a job, that's great.
All right.
And no, not about money, but just career. Ish ambition or whatever, and if they have something funny in their bio as well.
Okay.
And I'd also look at if they were kind of active, healthy,
jail time, that kind of stuff.
Are you in prison?
Yeah. Apparently, if you put a photograph of you and a dog in your Tinder profile, you get 80% more hits.
Dogs.
If they have a cat, it's a no matter what.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just not a cat person. A dog person.
Right. Yeah, but you're going out with the person, not the cat.
Part of the parcel. Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you're out on a date and they go up to a cat, no, gone, ick.
Well, that's gone for you, okay.
Yeah.
So here we go. You need to get yourself to Woody's.
What?
You need to get yourself to Cork Builders Providers, B&Q. You need to get yourself to TNA Building Supplies in Cork, Screwfix in Cork, Dwyer's Gardening Centre and Electrical on nice. Forge Hill. That's where all the men are hanging out.
There you go, Kel.
It's springtime. They're fixing fences. They're putting up things. They're decorating around the house.
Are we?
Is that where all the single men are hanging out?
Well, listen, that's the gamble you got to take.
Yeah.
But the majority of picking up that has been done of late, and this is coming from a dating advice from a lady who knows what she's talking about,
yeah,
is saying that if you want to meet fellas, that it's a nice environment to approach someone.
Yeah, probably
oh, sorry,
is.
Can you show me where the U-bends are, please? I can't find... You know, it's
what?
The U-bend. What? The U-bends for the back of the seat.
What used to buy a U-bend?
People do. Plumbing supplies.
How often?
Every day.
What? That's well, random. We can use something else. I'm
so
looking
I'm
for a
saying,
hammer.
Can you... Can, hammering or a hammer? Which one? If what you need to do is to go in...
I nearly said she was looking to get nailed.
No, don't go there. Good screw. Nothing like that. Please leave the pants on the table. If you want to...
I'm done here.
If you want to meet somebody... That's where you need to be. So get off the apps, Kel. Get yourself down to Woody's and B&Q later on, all right?
I love you guys.
Trying to help you out here, that's all. Red
FM Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
The biggest complaint I hear from single women in Cork is they can't find fellas.
Yeah.
And then you go and do a bit where you advise them, this is the place to be. Get yourself to a kind of a DIY shop.
Okay, there's right.
Plenty of them around Cork, lots of local ones. That's where the lads are hanging out. Because, as someone is saying, like, the only thing you get in DIY shops are married men trying to get away from their wife and
kids.
Yeah,
you see? That's a good point.
No, they're everywhere.
Really?
Everywhere. You just gotta dig deep. Right. Shirley is saying, toilet humour coming in hot of a Wednesday. Hey, listen, that's what the show is all about.
That's how we roll.
Gags about U-bends and whatnot.
Know what I mean?
Okay, let's see what's coming in here.
She says that's for the men's jacks. Good woman, Shirley.
Somebody works in Cork's Builder Providers, and they've given us some little bit of advice here, yeah?
Oh, lads, I work in Cork Builder Providers. We're getting calls daily about if we're open Good Friday. Never mind Reardon's or the city. Come to Cork Builders from 7. You'll meet any man you want.
What did I tell you?
That's there. Nora. Nora, fair play to you.
Nora. Nora knows.
She obviously does.
She's there every day. Big burly men coming in, taking 2B1, B4, B2B planks and
tools. Penny, they're all going to be there on Friday.
Yeah, she's got it, yeah. What are you doing Good Friday? Any plans?
I'm working. Are we working?
She's going to Cork Builders Providers is where she's going.
We'll get you the day off, don't worry.
We will, yeah. If we could swing that,
for
you.
For the purpose of research. Yeah.
Would you go down there?
For research... What? And just stand there?
Yeah.
We'll set up a stall,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit desperate, guys.
It's not at all.
I think it's a little bit desperate to go and stand outside a building shop just hoping for the best.
Hey, listen, if you don't bring your fishing rod and cast out, you don't get a bite.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thanks for the tip though.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help. Go on, Kelly, send her down. The Kelly fan club have been on to us from Laura.
Yeah, yeah.
Morning, Casey. I'm currently in A&E in CUH, but married. Tell Kelly plenty of blokes down here.
You know what, though? I actually thought you might have said A&E.
Well, what else would you do in A&E, sitting around?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And remember I said to you, Turner's Cross, I think, would be another...
Outside of Turner's Cross, it's a good place to meet fellas. You know, I'm just trying to help you out here. Casey, in the interest of fairness and balance, any chance you could mention where's the best place in Cork to meet an old dial?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, easy. Pennies.
Pennies. In the queue in Pennies.
Absolutely.
That's
swarming
it.
Swarming with women, lads. Red FM Breakfast. With Now, Guardiola v Arteta, Man City v Arsenal.
Stream it live this weekend with Now. Football's worst behaved fans have been revealed.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right. Football's worst behaved fan bases have been revealed, with the number of arrests being made at football matches during the 2021-22 seasons that have risen to levels that have not been seen before. And I'm just wondering, what's going on? Because Manchester United tops the table of shame, unfortunately.
It does, yeah. Top of the league, and we're having a laugh.
That is the only thing he have topped.
He's really proud of it. You see him punch the air.
Yeah. The damning figures also reveal that 682 banning orders have been issued last season to Man United fans.
That's a lot.
An increase of 32%. It's probably down to frustrations, post-match frustrations.
I just think it's down to statistics. I think because Manchester United have the largest
trophy cabinet.
But then the largest amount of people going through their gates every second week, then therefore, statistically, they will have more arrests. Then.
Did you just make that up now, or is that
No, it's like there's sound logic to it, isn't there?
I'd say I would be with KC on this one. I'd say they're just really frustrated because they're doing so crap.
Football's rubbish, so they might as well have a little riot.
Yeah, exactly. What's the capacity of Old Trafford?
68,000.
What's the capacity of Anfield?
50,000.
I don't see any Liverpool fans getting arrested here. But anyway, maybe there's another report coming tomorrow. Just saying. Anyway, you have a lovely day.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'll talk to you in about 20 minutes, all right? Rory O'Hagan, everybody. Yay! Resident Man United fan. Love your work. 6 in 10 adults, Vic, have been inspired to take up doing something after reading a book, a career change, learn a new language, or climb a mountain. What's the most inspirational book you've ever read?
Ooh, it would have to be Maya Angelou. Why does the caged bird sing?
The caged bird sing.
Why does the caged bird sing? Maya Angelou. It's all about civil rights and women, empowering women. It's a really, really interesting book. She's a fantastic woman.
Oh, I love it. The jobs with the most cheaters have been revealed as well this morning. A divorce lawyer has revealed the 5 jobs that have the highest number of cheaters.
Okay, define cheaters. You mean as in...
people that go for jiggery-pokery outside of their married relationships.
Cheating on their partners, okay, right.
At number 5, pilots and flight attendants.
You see, you're in the air. It's all a bit different up there, I'd say.
You do, you lose a bit of common sense, don't you?
So you do, yeah.
Cheating men in the military. Oh, military. Bartenders. People that work in pubs.
Bartenders?
You're meeting all the hot totty coming into you every night of the week.
Is that what it is?
They're having a few, you're sober, they're giving you the old winky-winky. Number 2.
Yeah.
Gardaí.
The guards.
Yeah, she continued. Police officers. And the number 1.
Yeah.
The number 1 industry for people who like to swing their hose around.
Yeah.
Firefighters. The firefighters. Offering more than just putting out a chip pan fire.
Yep. It's murder on the dance
floor. You know, sometimes every now and then you hear conversations on the radio and you're kind of going, I wonder what's going on here. And it's a little bit tongue and a little bit cheek.
Yeah.
So there was a discussion going on with legendary Irish broadcaster Pat Kenny.
Pat
was doing his show and he brought in a lady to talk about a very special type of butter. So they had this lovely conversation about butter.
There's a product that you might call Butter Sister, and it has the unfortunate name of ghee. What's ghee?
Can I just first commend you on your courage for inviting me on live national radio to talk about ghee? And I've brought some in today, so I'm so chuffed that you volunteered to smell my ghee as well. In my mind, it smells sensational. Tell us, Pat.
It smells a bit rank to me.
Oh.
Again, it's just one of those very strange conversations.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
It's Indian butter. It's butter. You put on bread. Bread FM
breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Bread FM.
And not over yet. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Good morning. It's KC. There's Victoria Nichols. Kelly's taking care of news. Rory's on sport. Rory's disgusted with us, by the way. I just want to let you know he's not...
Okay, he's not disgusted with me. He's disgusted with you.
No, hold on a second.
No, it's you.
It's butter.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
What's going on, Vic?
Okay, David Beckham has been filmed by wife Victoria putting together a special bike for her.
Okay.
It includes a drinks basket.
Did she mangle her foot or something?
She broke her foot recently. Here he is putting the bike together. Have a listen.
David bought me this little bike to try and help keep my foot, which is taking a long time to heal. So he bought me this little bike and he's putting a little basket on the front.
Not any bike. It's called a knee rover.
It's called a knee rover. and it's to help me keep my foot off the floor.
There you go.
What about the bell?
We've got a drinks holder.
Drinks holder and the bell.
So what is it? It's a little electric bike, is it?
Do you know, it's like a... What did she say? It was called a kneeler or something.
It's a scoot. It's like a little scooter you put your knee on.
Yeah, that's what it is. It just keeps your foot off the floor.
Obviously, this is to go from bedroom to bedroom in their mansion.
That kind of thing. She's saying it takes ages to heal. What I thought was really strange about that video, right, and you'll have to go away and watch it yourself, is she pretty much spent half the video with the camera on his butt.
Okay.
Is that not a little bit weird?
She's thirst trapping you for views.
She's what?
Thirst trapping you.
Is that a thing, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the uproar if a fella did that to a woman, just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. She literally spent the whole entire time with the camera on his bottom.
Victoria, can you look at my eyes, please?
Yeah.
While we're doing this piece, just if you don't mind. Keep your eyes on the face.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Moving on.
I know the old peach is looking good these days, but you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, in your dreams. Margot Robbie and Cillian Murphy sat down together to chat about the box office phenomenon, obviously, of both of their films last year.
Barbenheimer.
Yeah, it's quite nice. The interview goes on for about an hour, but it's a really good interview, and I just gave you a little snapshot here.
Cillian said he really enjoyed it. He went to Barbie with his sons and thought
Did
it was
he?
A great show. Yeah.
Did he?
And there was a sort of a diversity offered by both movies. I think it just connected in a way that you or I or the studios or anybody could never have predicted. We could never.
You can't force
have
that.
Predicted, no.
Orchestrate that.
No, and it may never happen again.
I know.
It was
wild seeing that many people going to the movies.
Yeah.
Did you go to the movies?
Did you go to see Oppenheimer or did you go to see Barbie?
Do you sneak out and see what the vibe is?
I try to avoid looking at myself. I struggle with it. I wouldn't volunteer to go in to see myself.
No, the
fact that people were going dressed up as Barbie or dressed up as Oppenheimer to go and see the movies multiple times, kind of so flattering and, kind of overwhelming and so great for cinema.
The dressing up to go to a cinema thing is a strange one.
Yeah.
When the latest Minions movie came out, we were in Mahon Point upstairs and about 60 lads came out, all wearing little suits.
Are you serious?
And wearing little backpacks. And they were making this weird noise as they all came out. They were like... It was bizarre.
Are you sure you didn't dream that?
No, definitely. Not after a big night or anything like that. No, there was about 60 of them came out. What was the thing with the Minions recently where everybody got dressed up?
How old were they?
13, 12, 13, 14, around that bracket. They were all in shirts and ties, little suits, and they were dressed up. It was a thing you had to do. It was a TikTok thing you had to put on.
Ah, okay.
To go and see the Minions, you needed to get dressed up.
Yeah, that would have been a strange sight coming out of the cinema, right?
Frightening.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, F1 is back on Now. Stream the full season live with a Now Sports membership.
These are some things that I found on Facebook Marketplace that are for sale currently. This one will be of no interest to you.
Okay.
For sale, hairbrush.
That's just mean.
Used only a few times, €2. A sham out there is selling a left AirPod. He lost the right one.
Yeah.
He's no use for the left one.
Perfect for Vincent van Gogh.
50 quid.
Ah, that was good, Rory. Thanks.
Somebody out there on Facebook Marketplace is selling real McDonald's plastic straws.
Get off the stage.
For those of you that can handle the paper straws, a bunch of 10 for 5 quid. I think there's a bit of nostalgia with it there as well, right?
Have they been used?
No, they're still in the wrappers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're still in the wrappers, yeah. Somebody out there is selling a telephone pole. A pole that was that held telephone wires was knocked down. Someone has sawed it off and is selling the pole on Facebook.
What on
earth? 20 used bras. Okay. For sale, 20 used bras. My chest is smaller now after getting the implants removed. I mean, it makes sense. €100 for someone else's bras if you want them. Somebody is selling a couch made out of denim jeans. This is incredible. It's 1,200 quid they're looking for.
That's a lot.
They've taken old Levi's, cut them up, and they've wrapped the couch in denim. Seriously, lads. A jar of Pond's face cream.
Oh, yeah.
Only one finger's worth used. I don't like the smell of it. €2. €2 for the jar of Pond's
cream.
That's
not bad.
A bunch of characters made from seashells. Seashells with painted on eyes for sale for €10.
What?
I mean, it's probably the less of the mental things that are on Facebook. On Facebook Marketplace, they are selling a lady steamer. Okay? It's a Fandango steamer. Okay, now, it's a chair with a hole in it, and you sit on it, and you put a basin of water, hot water underneath it, and it steams the alfanula.
It's a bidet, basically, but a front bidet.
So it's a chair. Somebody has created a...
Rory's on the floor.
But anyway, if you're interested in that, that's up there. I mean, you're talking perfect Christmas present territory for that one, really.
FM Breakfast. With Now, Barry Allen uses his super speed to change the past. Stream The Flash with Now.